From Washington, this is VOA News. Fighting between Israel and Hamas militants intensifies to its most serious level in years. And health workers in West Africa appeal for international action to stop the spread of Ebola. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Israeli jets bombed Palestinian militant targets across Gaza on Wednesday, while Hamas militants fired rockets deep into the Jewish state. The Israeli military intensified its attacks on the second day of what it calls Operation Protective Edge, a mission aimed at stopping weeks of Gaza rocket fire on Israeli communities. The fighting is the most serious between Israel and Hamas since an eight-day battle in late 2012. Palestinian officials said Israeli attacks have killed at least 44 people in Gaza this week, militants along with women and children. Israel says it has warned civilians to flee militant targets before striking them and accuses the militants of using civilians as human shields. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a televised statement late Tuesday in which he called on the international bodies to take responsibility to guarantee the safety of the Palestinian people. Well, Peter Lerner is a spokesman for the Israeli military.
There are other components like dealing with the terror tunnels that also need to be dealt with. So we have three or four main components of this operation. They are all targeting Hamas. This terrorist organization will not be allowed to hold us hostage. We just won't let it happen.
Well, Israeli tanks and other armored vehicles have been massing near the Gaza border in preparation for a potential ground invasion of the Palestinian territory. In Washington, U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki appealed for an easing of tensions.
We are concerned about the safety and security of civilians on both sides, and whether that's the residents of southern Israel who are forced to live under rocket fire in their homes, and the civilians in Gaza. And that's why we've called on both sides to do all they can to restore calm and to take steps to protect civilians, even as we're working to resolve the circumstances here.
Well, U.S. President Barack Obama said in a column published in Germany on Wednesday that parties in the region should act in a sensible and measured way rather than seeking revenge or retaliation. The World Health Organization says an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in Liberia and Sierra Leone has resulted in at least 50 new cases since July 3rd. The aid group, Plan International, says Ebola could become a global health crisis unless the international community does more to contain it. Jennifer Lazuda has more from VOA's West African Bureau in Dakar.
West Africa's Ebola outbreak shows little sign of slowing down. The World Health Organization says there have now been 844 cases and 518 deaths in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone since the outbreak began in February. While no new cases have been reported in Guinea in the past week, the number of suspected cases and the death toll continues to rise on an almost daily basis in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Dr. Unnikrishnan, the head of Disaster Preparedness and Response for Plan International, said the situation is extremely worrying.
We are talking about countries with some of the weakest health systems and health infrastructure, and with each passing day, the demand on agencies who are active on the ground has been increasing. So we are stretched to our limits now.
He says health officials need to improve monitoring mechanisms within affected communities, as well as at border controls and airports. Jennifer Lazuda for VOA News, Dakar.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has vowed to retake remaining rebel-held areas of eastern Ukraine, but says government forces will exercise restraint in doing so. Mr. Poroshenko was speaking on Wednesday while visiting Ukrainian troops in the former pro-Russia rebel stronghold of Slovyansk, which the government recaptured on Saturday. He promised there would be no street fighting in Donetsk, one of the remaining towns held by the separatists. And Typhoon Niugri has weakened into a tropical storm as it heads towards Japan's most populous areas after dumping torrential rain on the southern Japanese islands of Okinawa. Authorities said the storm killed two people and injured at least 28 others as it moved across Okinawa on Wednesday, leaving 52,000 houses without power. They say their main concern now is the prospect of heavy rain on Japan's main islands.
That's the latest world news from VOA.